Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Hotel Tonight. Let's talk about Hotel Tonight. By showing you top-rated hotels with unsold rooms, Hotel Tonight makes it easy to book your stay at an amazing rate. And even though their name is Hotel Tonight, you can book in advance. Perfect for spontaneous weekend getaways, 3-day weekends, staycations, road trips, business trips, booking a place with a pool, and more. So, to start scoring amazing deals at incredible hotels, go to HotelTonight.com or download the app now. She'll be coming around the mountain driving 6 white horses when she comes, if you're into that kind of thing. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Whoa, Ryan, that was the biggest mistake you have ever made on this show. What was that, if I may? Don't get on mic. Welcome to the show. Thanks to Colfax McLiverneck for that catchphrase submission, and thanks to whatever band that was, and whatever iTunes faux pas that Ryan engaged in. A lot of shenanigans going on here to the left of me with our engineer, but welcome to the show. My name's Scott Aukerman, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition, and we have an incredible show. We have, coming up a little later, we have Royal Watcher Byron Denniston. Our old friend will be back, and so much going on in the news with the royals, and we'll probably talk about Meghan Markle, I would imagine, and all sorts of things. And we also have musician Celine Dion will be here, a musician of note. But coming up first here, and to my immediate right, I would say at my 2:30, is an old friend of the show. He's been on, I believe, his first episode was episode 14 back in the back in 2009 would be what it is. A mere 550 episodes later, here he is again. He is the star of such films as
Who cares? Get on with it.
Baskets is a thing.
Yeah.
Please welcome Zach Galifianakis. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Sure are peppy when there's mics in front of you.
not really like our personal conversations.
No.
Got to bring the energy to the to the show.
It's like when I talk to you regularly, it's like there's like an OD of melatonin or something.
Wait, so I'm boring when you talk to me? Do you want me to talk like this? Normally?
I would rather you be like this.
Really? Okay. No problem. Who will do?
But I will be a little bit wilted today.
Okay, yeah.
I'm half asleep as it is.
Now, a lot of this would be corrected if you just talked into the mic. See, now, it's okay that you're tired, but if you just, like, literally, like, put the mic next to your mouth, then... much better. You sound so much
Ryan,
more lively and awake.
How are the levels?
Ryan, do you have anything you want to play? Any sort of music that you want to hit us with? Zach, welcome to the show.
I think that Ryan, that mistake that he made, I think that you were a little harsh on him. And I think in these sensitive times, I think that was misplaced rage on your part.
You think I just Me Too'd him?
I don't know what you want to call it or how you want to tweet it, but...
Yeah, I do want to tweet about this. Hey, Ryan, do you mind if I tweet about this? No, Ryan doesn't mind if I tweet about this, so...
I'm on Ryan's side on this one.
You are? Okay, great. Well, we'll see, you know, how's it feel to be on the wrong side of history?
Just the usual.
Yeah. Zach, it's so good to see you. Of course, Baskets is in its third season currently airing. No. What is going on with Baskets? You have season 4 coming up? Down the line somewhere?
I think we're getting ready to start. The writers will be writing it soon.
How does that mean they're getting ready to start?
It's just training.
They're communicating with their family?
They're sharpening their pencils. We send them to a place. So they have to go write.
The pencils.
We send the pencils to a place to get sharpened.
Yeah, and the writers have to go to them.
Yeah, I think they're starting to write it soon.
Okay.
Getting ready to start writing.
And, of course, we all know your character, Fred Baskets, who does the – I haven't seen the show. What is it about?
The show, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I think
– You used to watch it every night, as I remember. I used to come over to your place and you'd have it like – and not on a TV. You'd be through a projector, like an old film projector.
I have it on the exterior of my house.
Right, yes.
With speakers.
Just trying to get the word out about this great new show.
I find self-promotion and getting your brand out there is the utmost importance.
What is your brand, by the way? I've always wondered.
Half Mike Pence, half Jimmy Dean Sausage.
Okay, yeah. Your top half is the Jimmy Dean Sausage.
Yeah. No.
Give us a clue as to what you're going to instruct the writers to write about for season four, coming out sometime within the next calendar year.
Well, it must be
cursive. Right, of course. The entire show is in longhand.
Yes.
And the teleprompters that you use, because you don't memorize lines, as I recall.
As you recall from what? From a podcast that I've done with you that I don't memorize lines? Are you suggesting that this is scripted?
I've been on the set several times of Baskets. You gave me a tour once. You were like, I won a contest. Remember that time you were like,
yes,
win a contest
I was surprised that you were the one that had entered the contest.
Well, I got to get some FaceTime with you somehow. You won't answer my FaceTimes. But I what was weird was the teleprompter was all
there's
in
no teleprompter.
Long.
That is not true.
It's what?
I've never used. Oh, no, it's not
true. What were those machines?
That is, I am copying actors.
Those were broadcasting like famous actors?
Yes, and I'm copying their every moves.
Oh, okay, like physically.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed you have some sort of a
Paul Newman-esque.
Yeah, definitely. When he was making the salad dressing, especially, a lot of it. Like the creamier, the better. Now
some sort of fat joke.
Some sort of, although it's
I presume
harder and harder to do that with you. Although these days
I did want to make it more difficult for people to.
You got
to
really find the angles somehow.
My svelte levels are much higher now.
What do we have? We had a 78 svelte level.
As far as svelting goes,
yeah,
I think. I'm right around mid-70s.
Mid-70s, that's great.
Yeah, it's a good level.
Good level to be at.
Yep.
Tell us about, everyone knows Zach Galifianakis, the comedian, the personality, the movie star. Tell us about Zach Galifianakis, the man.
He's dead inside.
He's dead inside.
And that's not... There's not much more you need to know.
Now you you did say you were tired, and that is because you were telling me on the ride up here. We both drove up here from Tijuana.
Yeah,
you were telling me, but you were up all night doing some interesting performing some interesting activities or functions or what exactly? Why are you so tired? Is I guess the simplest way to ask this question. Why are you tired? Tell me why you're tired.
I, as you know, as we've discussed many times off air, I make bricks at home.
Bricks of cocaine.
Nope.
No.
Not of cocaine.
No.
Just bricks. Just building bricks.
Just building bricks.
Yeah.
Just, what are those made of? I don't even know. Like, you look at something, you're like,
sand,
that's a brick.
Clay.
Sand, clay.
The way I do it, I put a little fiber in there.
Mm.
Some feathers from some local pigeons.
Dead pigeons, or are these just pluck them right off a live pigeon?
You can sometimes do that. Sometimes you do need to step on their necks.
Okay, yeah, just
to end their lives.
And every once in a while.
In all of my years of pigeon hunting for brick making, I've never seen a baby pigeon.
Really? So you think these things come out adults? Are they the only living organisms that come out of the womb as adults?
Well, they come out of the egg, I would imagine.
Yeah, I guess, when I say womb, I mean, of course, eggs. That's what I call eggs when I eat them in the morning.
Can I get some...
two wombs over easy?
Can you also say get an egg when you see people? Yeah, no, that's get a womb. Room, not a womb. Sorry.
Get an egg.
I always get room and womb.
So when I see a couple making out on the street, I pass by and I say get an egg?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, instead of womb.
That's a solid piece of biz. How's the selling the bricks, or do you just make them?
I'm making them for a shed.
How many have you made at this point?
The bricks?
Yeah.
I've got 564.
564?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's, I make a brick a night. And mm-hmm. I got a,
so you've been doing this for about a year and a half?
Yeah. If you do the math on that, that would have been about a year and a half. And mm-hmm. you had to babysit the bricks while they're in the oven. You can't just, like, go to sleep.
So yeah, because otherwise.
Sure turn it and stuff. And so yeah. That's why I'm a little tired, a little low energy.
But. Why are you making a shed? What's going to go down in this shed? I mean.
Man, I just love the idea of a man cave and how people talk about it.
Well, you have a lot of sports.
It's marketed.
You have a lot of sports memorabilia.
It's so marketed to men that how important a man.
Yeah. Don't you have, like, what's your favorite team? You have a lot of pennants and jerseys.
The Jacksonville Nuggets.
Yeah, the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They're good. They throw that, what do they throw, a ball, or is it they hit something with a stick? I can't recall exactly. What the Nuggets do.
Denver Nuggets are basketball.
Right, but the Jacksonville ones.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah, what
they're,
are they?
They're outdoor checkers.
Outdoor
checkers,
right.
Outdoor so you have checkers.
A lot too. Of memorabilia. They hit those, the what do you call them, the time clocks and everything?
Yeah.
I've seen those in movies, like Searching for Bobby Fischer and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Usually when you want to show someone smart, you show them out there in the park playing checkers against like a random person.
Is Bobby Fischer known for checkers?
I think so.
That's how he got his start.
Yeah.
It was in checkers.
Zach Galifianakis is here. Always a pleasure to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Can you stick around?
It is a pleasure.
You're not performing community service by being here, are you?
I'm not. You know, on my drive here while I was in, I was like, what? Why?
Why did you agree to this?
Yeah, I live in, like, why?
Yeah. Where do you live, by the way? What's your address?
I currently live. And you know this.
Yes.
Trump Tower.
Right. Yes. In New York City. Mm-hmm. And how's it been lately? I know there was that guy.
I haven't been there in months because I'm Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah. The Winter White House, of course. You like to be there during the summer.
Summer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great.
Which is hard because I didn't vote for him, but it's hard to just live in that place and also – happened to vacation.
Yeah. You just happened to be there before he ever became president. Those are your main spots.
Yeah. Those are my go-to spots.
It's tough now. Yeah. But you're not going to move.
No, I've fully invested in living there for the rest of my life, both places, no matter what happens.
No matter what happens. Yeah. Did you sign a contract or something? What?
Well, it's been passed down from my great aunt.
Oh.
The one in Mar-a-Lago and then the Trump Tower one I just bought after, you know.
Hangover 2?
That's why I did Hangover 2, was to get
a Trump Tower address?
I have a penthouse.
Yeah. Oh, a penthouse. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That's up there at the tippy top.
Yeah. It's got a glass toilet.
So wait, when you go to the bathroom, you can see everything mm-hmm. that you leave in there. That's, mm-hmm. that's the sign of a rich person.
Mm-hmm. That's what the guy that sold it to me said. That's exactly what he said.
You seem gullible.
Huh. I do?
Yeah. Huh. Well, Zach Galifianakis, it's always great to have you on the show. We have some other guests we have to get to. I mean, and I would say show business people, not show business people, they're all equally important. So you don't mind that we spend a lot of time with our next guest, right? You don't feel slighted?
No, I prefer to – I actually prefer just to – not say much because I enjoy the guests, especially I'm a fan of Celine Dion.
Yeah, that's exciting to have a star like her on this show, a musician.
And I'm always excited to hear about what Byron has to say.
Yeah. Oh, you've heard Byron's previous appearances on the mm-hmm. show. Okay.
I've never missed a podcast of yours.
I did not know that about
your
you.
Whole umbrella network. I've never missed anything.
Everything on the entire network mm-hmm. you've heard? God, what a fan right here. I don't know how you find the time, but I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of finding the time, this is a man who checks his watch occasionally, I would presume, and he finds it whenever he does so. He's been on the show before. He's what they call a royal watcher. Please welcome to the show, Byron Denniston.
Thank you very much indeed. It's wonderful to be here. So and yes, you're right. I do check my watch when I want to know the
and
time
if it's,
of day.
If it's broken, it's yes. probably correct twice a day.
This is what they say, isn't it?
It is.
I personally cannot agree. I have not tested the theory.
But right.
I
your have watches the have always been.
That a broken watch is right twice a day. I've not tested the theory myself.
Yes, but yours is in perfect working order.
It is in perfect perfect working order, British engineering in every inch of this watch. My good inch, man.
No parts in Japan.
None whatsoever. No.
Wow, this is Zach Galifianakis, by the way.
Hello, Mr. Galifianakis.
He is he's a television and movie star. I don't know whether you have time.
I'll take your word for it. Now, I haven't got the time to be entertained. Not in any way at all. As you know, I'm very, very busy keeping my eye on the royals, the wonderful royals of Britain. And I do want to apologize because we had spoken a bit earlier about me coming here to cover for you the royal wedding.
Yes.
Of Prince Harry, the Duke, His Royal Highness, the Duke of Sussex, to Princess Meghan Markle, now Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Sussex. And we had spoken about me covering it, but unfortunately I was not able to. I was otherwise detained.
You were. You yes. When you say detained, yes. By having another commitment?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
very committed to something
very,
else.
Very committed. I had spent a small amount of time in Wandsworth Prison in London during that period of time. It's heartbreaking to me to have to miss a royal wedding. I would have been in the carriage with them, as you know.
Oh, yes. Well,
if not for... having, you know, this
we'll figure out exactly what happened there, but let's catch everyone up on your previous appearance. When we first met you, you were a royal watcher, which we presume to mean that you kept tabs on the royal family.
Indeed,
and reported back. But you do that to the extreme because describe your methods of watching the royals.
Well, as you may know, the entire royal family lives at Kensington Palace, which borders on Hyde Park in London. It's right next door. And so it's very easy to climb up into a tree there in Hyde Park and keep your eye on them. And then once you're up in that tree, as long as you know sort of the patterns of what the guards do, and where the cameras are, it's quite easy then to simply drop onto the property itself. And I believe that this is encouraged by the royal family. You know, they want to be reported on. The people have a right to know what the monarchy is up to. And so you just sort of, you know, if you're a really committed royal watcher, you do some skulking around and whatnot, and you may interact from time to time with their babies. And
Oh, my goodness.
From time to time, there is some interaction with their babies.
Interaction?
Yes.
I don't know what you mean by that. Hopefully just conversation?
Well, it's hard to talk with a baby, isn't it? Can't really carry on much of a conversation with a baby.
Okay.
You know, you'll want to do other things. Off-site.
Off-site?
Yes.
Meaning you're taking the babies elsewhere?
Yes, I find it's much easier to sort of
interact
with the baby.
I still don't quite know what you mean. Zach, do you know what he means by interact?
Well, let him speak. I mean, I think...
You're right. Yeah, I should let... Yeah, sorry to interrupt you so many times. I guess I'm just trying to nail down specifics on exactly what you're talking about.
No, I prefer not to nail down the specifics. That's my goal, is to keep the specifics rather vague.
I see.
Yes, because all I'm saying is, yes, I will occasionally put myself on the property there at Kensington Palace and if possible, interact with the baby off-site somewhere else doing whatever it is that I feel is appropriate.
Okay, but I just want to
In my role as a royal watcher.
I want to assuage our listeners that when you say whatever you feel appropriate, it's nothing of a nature. What am I trying to say?
Well, let me just clarify something. You're not an official royal watcher, meaning this is not an
You're not paid to do this.
Oh, no. The royal family itself does not pay me a salary to watch them.
And
no.
Good clarification. Officially endorse what you're doing?
I believe... No, not in any official capacity. They've never released an official statement from the palace.
Unofficially, do they endorse this?
I believe they do. I believe they... I have received certain signs of encouragement here and there that my efforts are appreciated.
Is it a kidnapping of the children?
This is the word that is commonly used to describe my interactions with their babies.
In a legal sense? Commonly used?
Yes, in a legal sense, yes. Mm-hmm. This word has been used. And I think it's inappropriate. I'm not kidnapping them. I'm simply interacting with them off-site for the purpose of watching the royals.
So this is an off-site interaction?
That's correct. It's an off-site interaction with the royals.
I understand. So something that's not...
there are from time to time rituals involved.
This is what I'm trying to get at exactly, because when I hear off-site interactions, you know, the mind reels at this. I would love to, you know, exactly nail down what type of interactions.
I'm trying very hard not to nail down these things because I am under the advice of
a little more
a barrister. to keep things as vague as possible.
That's what we call a lawyer in England.
Do you?
Zach, I don't know.
Those aren't the coffee, the people that serve coffee?
Those we call lawyers.
Yeah, have the lawyers then interacted with you at all?
Only when I order a coffee.
Right, how often would that be?
Every day, Scott. Okay. Every single day.
So
times a day.
365 days a year.
365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. You ever think of making it at home?
No, I can't do that. No, okay. I don't live in a proper home.
Where do you live?
I live in a tree.
You live there in the trees.
In Hyde Park. Well, a system of trees.
Oh, okay. When you say a system, meaning the interconnected trees, their branches are intertwined?
That's precisely right. You understand trees quite well. Their branches do interact.
Sort of a rockabye baby type of situation there in the treetop?
I'm not a baby.
No.
No.
You have interacted with babies off-site.
Indeed, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a profession that you...
A royal watcher. Watcher.
But you don't get paid for that.
Not at the present time, no.
Right.
No,
nor in any pastime?
Well, that's true, in point of fact. I've never, in fact, been paid to watch the royals. Although some people are, you know. You know that. That people are paid by various publications and whatnot. And I've simply never lucked into
You've
a
never engaged
like
with
that.
Another publication?
I never have. Never have. Not for lack of trying. I write a letter every day to the Daily Mail.
Do you do this after you visit the coffee shop?
It is from the coffee shop that I...
Oh, I see. So missives from the coffee shop.
Day, and then I go straight to the post office. And
okay.
I really get a good sense of your day.
So you come down from the tree.
Yes, that's right.
Go,
I do.
Go over to the coffee shop.
That's correct, yes.
Order the coffee from the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then write a missive.
Yes, yes.
Personalized stationery or?
Personalized stationery.
And what
yes.
does it say?
It usually says the name of a restaurant on the back of it.
Okay, so someone else's personalized stationery.
No, I'm saying just something. I need to find my paper in a trash can.
Sure. I mean,
like
you
that.
May live in trees. It's not to say that you can, slice off parts of them to make paper.
I've never tried it.
No. Okay. And then you mail it off at the post office, you say?
Straight to the post office.
Straight there.
The Royal
no deviations.
Post office. None whatsoever.
Ever.
I will not accept a deviation.
Okay. And then the rest of your day is open for.
For watching the Royals.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
But yeah, just quickly, back
yes,
to...
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
Take your time if you like.
Okay. As far as gathering food for yourself, I mean, you're not a squirrel. You live in a tree. But do you?
Thank you. No, thank you for the question and for the chance to clarify.
Right. Yes,
I
for the listeners out there who cannot see him, he's not a squirrel.
Right, so, but, right.
Very good.
But
thank
you have to... How do you get food? You seem nourished. You seem...
Yes.
You don't even seem... like the type of person that would live in a tree.
You don't seem overnourished. You don't seem undernourished.
I'm around a 70, mid-70s.
Yeah, first on the Svelte scale?
On the Svelte scale, yes.
Right.
I've been told that.
So, and then the suit, and you don't seem...
Yeah.
Yes.
You seem like you're a person who uses money to exchange that for goods and services.
Well, yes. I appreciate the compliment. That is, in fact, not the case.
Oh.
If you've ever been to Hyde Park in London, you may know that people tend to bring their lunch there or even their breakfast or their dinner. And if you are stealthy, fleet of foot.
Stealthy.
Like mid-70s on the stealth scale.
Yeah. Yes. Their lunch can, they'll be more than happy to share their lunch with you if you're stealthy enough.
In a legal sense, sharing their lunch or...
I'm not saying a contract has been drawn up.
A verbal contract even?
Not that I'm aware of.
So what percentage of the lunch is being eaten by you?
It depends how quickly I see them with it.
Right.
And how stealthy I am.
Right. So it's a sliding scale based on those two factors?
Yes, precisely. Precisely.
Great.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. So, and then how are you paying for the coffee in the morning and the postage?
Well, again, this is the sort of thing my barrister would probably tell me to keep rather vague. But,
okay.
You know, people carry on them in their bags and in their pockets.
What are we talking about? Cell phones?
Not cell phones, no.
What are we saying?
Wallets and whatnot.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
People carry around wallets.
And those within those wallets sometimes is paper money.
Frequently paper money or coinage.
Yes. Must be getting harder and harder for you as people are moving to paperless and, credit cards to pay for everything.
No, not really, because you can, and again, I'm not saying that I would do this. Hypothetically speaking, you can take any number of credit cards and use them once or twice.
Sure.
You know?
For a good...
Before it's any sort of...
$20 here, $50 here,
precisely.
Before
anyone
noticed.
Notices and sort of fraud detection.
And what would you be buying with credit cards? A baby carriage, or like, how do you transport the children?
Yes.
Once you We'll get to the why of it, but just...
No, I don't know that we will get to the why of it.
I heard that Disneyland, that pretty much every day at Disneyland, babies are stolen by people. And what they do is they take them immediately into the bathroom. They bleach their hair to make them blonde. And then they carry them out as if they're their own. Is there anything like this going on?
Why wouldn't they just stick like the ears on the kid, like the Mickey Mouse ears?
Oh! I thought you meant the actual ears.
No, why don't they just put
put a hat on it
or a mask?
Oh, like an old lady mask?
Why am I even believing that that's true?
I think it's true.
I think it's.
I heard it once.
I think it's very impractical and ridiculous to go bleaching a child's hair. I have a collection of wigs, and
like what type of wigs? Like,
well, it's very hard, very difficult to find a wig that will fit a baby.
Well, the other thing is really babies don't have hair, really.
Well, the expectation,
We have to look for a bald human, and then suddenly you see a baby with a wig. It's like, that can't be it.
Yes. Okay. I have a collection of all sorts of different wigs.
Curly
hair and things. But the problem is that they, as I say, these needed to be modified. These are adult wigs, and they need to be modified to the size of a baby's head.
Sure.
Quite difficult and takes up a lot of my time.
Oh, so that's mainly – so we have come down from the trees, coffee shop, write the letter, post office, and then the majority of your time after that is
tending to the wigs.
Wig tending.
I have thousands upon thousands of wigs.
Now, where do you keep these? In the trees?
All up in the trees, yes. Every once in a while, I'll overhear someone looking up at the trees, and they're often terrified.
Sure.
Terrified by thousands of baby-sized wigs hanging from the branches.
I would imagine also that you would have problems with birds because hair is
prime nesting material. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Not good for bricks.
They do.
No, hair is good for
bricks. Hair is good for bricks? Really?
Yeah.
So how much hair is used in your bricks?
Well, if I'm using hair, hair in an oven is not a good idea.
Right. Yeah. Do you just cut off your beard above the bricks?
Sometimes I have used my beard hair to make the bricks.
Great. Wow. Mm. So getting back to you, when you take these babies off premises.
Yeah. How though? How?
How are you getting these?
How are
we've
you
talked
carrying?
About the dead spots in the security cameras and the various routes,
which changes all the time. By the way,
sure, they must be changing it every single time you get in there.
Right. Once I alert them inadvertently to a dead spot in their camera system, they are quick to address it.
Yes. But so do they add cameras or do they just point the existing cameras?
Well, that's the problem. They often redirect them. You know,
you got to buy new cameras for these dead spots.
I would think.
Yeah.
But
they're cheap. The Royals.
Fairly inexpensive, yes.
I mean, the Royals themselves are just a cheap bunch.
Yes, well, now, you know, they have to pay taxes. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I did hear about it.
It's terrible.
How are you getting these off-site?
What do you mean?
These babies.
Yeah, so I go straight to the cottage where I know that the babies live, right? And then I just have a word with the governess.
All the babies live in one cottage? Is that what you said?
Yes. William and Kate, they have a cottage and their babies live there. And tended to all day long by a governess.
I thought you meant that all the babies within the royal palace live in one place and then everyone else lives in another place. That would be whimsical.
Oh, baby cottage?
Yeah, it would be like
it's
the
Muppet
babies.
It's nearly that way. It's nearly that way.
Okay.
Because the adults simply have nothing to do with their own children.
Right.
There's a home and then the governess looks after them there.
Okay.
And the governess is only, you know, it's just one person, you know. It's not, you know.
It's not like a Mrs. Doubtfire situation where you're sneaking in and pretending to be the governess and putting someone's face in a pie or anything.
I have never put anyone's face in a pie. Okay. But I do have
how many nannies are there?
There seem to be all sorts of people milling about, but there's only every single time there only seems to be one person in the room with the children.
Okay, that seems to be that's another dead spot.
And
as
no soldiers in the rooms.
Not in the rooms, no. But you do from time to time see various guards. This
you ever make them laugh?
I never have succeeded at that.
Yeah, no, don't want to be seen. Are you being seen or are you sneaking?
I'm doing my best. Yes. No. I'm seeing them. They're not quite seeing me. At least
that's the prime stealth material.
Yes. Although, except with the exception, of course, of this last time, and that is why I ended up in Wadsworth Prison because there was a misunderstanding about why I was there. Sharp words were exchanged. Anyway,
sharp words, and then any type of sharp objects being exchanged into your body at all?
No, not into my body. I do have a vest which is full of small knives.
How small are we talking?
Throwing knives.
That
is my weapon of choice. Throwing knives.
So you're sort of like that guy in the Dirty Dozen who likes.
Just very much like that.
Okay,
yes,
were you inspired by him?
Yes, indeed I was. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Do they call a dozen something different in England?
A dirty 12.
A dirty 12. Okay. Yeah,
that's what it said on the poster in England because we simply don't understand the word dozen over there.
Got it. Got it.
Just don't have it.
So when you were taking these babies before, you were always successful. How many babies did you abscond with?
Well, there are only 3 royal babies.
Okay, but did you take them multiple times?
I have taken the 2 oldest children of William and Kate, George and Charlotte. I have taken each of them 3 times.
Okay. So that's 12 times there.
Is it?
I believe so.
No. I believe it's 6.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 4 people. No, but you said the parents. Okay. I'm not a royal watcher. I don't know the names of all these people.
Yes. Prince George and Prince Charlotte, when they were babies, I took each of them 3 times.
You took them 3 times.
Yes. And in each case, I had perfect success with my business with them. But I have not succeeded yet in having any offside interactions with Prince Louis. And that was the issue that came up all too recently.
How are they returned to?
No idea.
So just you wake up in the trees one day about to go to coffee?
No. I set them on the ground, and then I have no idea.
You don't know what happens after that.
No, I don't. I don't. Because why would I risk anything to get them back?
Sure. So these people who have grown up princes and royals, I mean, they may not even be the real deal. I mean, you know, maybe they should take a 23andMe or something.
Well, that's an interesting point. Maybe, you know, I assume, you know, a baby is found wandering around Hyde Park. Someone picks it up, and soon enough they realize it's the missing royal baby. But you may be right that it's a different baby altogether.
Who knows?
And that a swap has occurred there in Hyde Park. I never even considered it.
So do you try to leave the babies a certain length away from your wig forest?
Not really. No, I just set them down at the base of the tree.
Just right there. And no one thinks to look up. I mean, there's a baby down. Why would they look up?
Right, precisely.
That's
people don't look
genius.
Up. They don't.
Genius.
Rarely. Yes.
So what happened this time? You were in there. Whom were you trying to take off-site?
I was trying to take Prince Louis, the newest baby there. Mm. Yes, the brand new, tiny little princeling. Yes, yes,
princeling.
And I was looking for, and you know, it was just a simple matter of a guard seeing me, and you know, I haven't really practiced as well as I should with my throwing knives, and it was just sharp words were exchanged, and I was taken to prison. And it's a shame, really. It's a shame.
And how long of a sentence did you get?
Not very long, really.
Really?
It's just, yes, an attempted kidnaping of a royal baby. You know, you would think.
You think
it'd be
just
quite
a
penalty.
Slap on the wrist?
No, there's a maximum penalty of 3 months in jail.
Maximum? 3 months? How much time did you get time served?
No, I had time off for good behavior. I was there
How good was your behavior?
I was there for a week and a half. My behavior was exemplary.
You're a good man.
I was an exemplary prisoner.
Yeah. What does that mean? You stayed in the cell?
Yes, I stayed in the cell. I dressed up as a guard. I did some guarding of the prisoners.
Wait, did you escape?
I don't think of it that way. I believe I promoted myself to guard and then simply went home and quit the job. It was not the right job for me.
So you resigned?
I resigned as
after
guard
approximately an hour or so?
It was about roughly 3 hours to the end of the shift, yes.
Okay. You resigned, went
resigned
home to the trees, to the Wig Forest.
Guard at Wandsworth Forest.
When you were a prison guard, were you living in the trees or were you living somewhere else?
No, it was just a short period
short
of time.
Period, 3 hour period.
I promoted myself to guard only for the remainder of that shift, and then I resigned.
Was there an opening in the guards?
There was an opening, yes.
A sudden opening?
It was a sudden opening.
Really, what happened? Did someone fall ill or?
Well, strangely enough, a guard drowned in a giant kettle of soup in the kitchen.
My goodness.
That's yes, a giant.
Freak accident.
Was
yes.
it hot soup or
what's the word? A pot.
A pot, a giant pot.
A very
yes.
large pot.
Really? Hot soup or was it a cold lunch soup?
Well, they don't make soup that hot in prison.
Really? True punishment.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask?
Yes.
When you're approaching the children in the nursery, I would assume they're crying. Or do you? How do you ease them?
Yes. How do you get them to not alert anyone else to the fact that you are holding a baby and trying to abscond with them off premises?
Well, I'm dressed often as a clown, and children love clowns.
I don't know.
You have a clown outfit. You have one or several? You have thousands of wigs. I would expect you have more than one clown
yes,
outfit.
Yes, no, I only have
just
one clown outfit, and it's filthy. But anyway, that helps.
Sure, because children love clowns.
Yes,
that's my experience. Any dirty clown suits.
Any sort of sedative being administered, or?
Well, I do carry with me a small bottle of chloroform, and that, but that's really
how
for
small?
The. It's very small. It's just,
or
it's,
whom?
It's for the governess.
Fun size?
Oh, over the governess.
Yes,
oh.
That's for the governess.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
That's for the governess.
Does it say that on
for
the bottle?
For a second.
That's for the governess.
Yes, I do label it, yes.
Okay.
For the governess only. Yes. You thought I was chloroforming babies?
Because I thought this was going to a dark place, but this seems
relatively on the up and up.
Now I understand the general tone of this discussion. You thought I was chloroforming babies? Never.
I also wonder what you're doing with the babies off-site.
I mean,
what
that,
sort of pagan
there is
rituals?
That hole that we have.
I put the babies in a sack, and it's quite easy to breathe in there.
Okay.
And we simply make our way back to the tree.
Make our way.
And then, you know, I put the word out to the various people who need to know that I am in possession of a royal baby, and the rituals occur, perhaps.
Okay. Who are the, is there some sort of... some sort of group of people, like a coven of people who need to know this information, is what you're saying? I mean,
that's a fair way to put it.
Okay.
A coven of people. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How old are you? Have we ever discussed this?
Have we?
How old of a man or a human being are you?
I'm on the svelte scale and on the age scale, around mid-70s.
Mid-70s on a scale, but in terms of years, could we discuss that, or?
Does it matter? How old do you want me to be?
I'm curious as to what sort of ritual someone would desire a royal blood virgin, I'm assuming, baby.
There are literally hundreds of rituals for which royal blood would come
suffice,
in handy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So I thought prolonging life might be one. Or,
indeed, yes. It's eternal life.
Eternal.
Yes. Eternal life.
Eternal only insofar as you have to keep re-upping with a new baby?
Yes, that's correct. Every once in a while you need... Yes. Yes, you know quite a bit about this.
Okay.
And
well,
one baby at a time?
There's no need to do more than one at a time.
Right,
yes.
But for fun, you ever been
fun,
like, hey, I got two right
only
here?
Only because, yes, right, yes.
I might drop one.
Yes, there have been times when I've taken the two older children together. Yes.
Can you alert, you said you alerted people that the royal babies are missing?
Yes, that's right.
I believe he may be alerting that he has the babies, not that they're missing.
Right, not that they're missing, that they're finally home.
This is like a council of watchers or a council of
I send out a squadron of baby pigeons who fly
out. Who live in the trees
city.
With you in the
yes.
Wake Forest?
Yes.
Okay.
I keep them.
I've never seen them.
Have you never seen a baby? Well, if you live in a tree, you will.
Yeah.
That's the way.
So you send out the squadron of what did you call them?
Baby pigeons.
Baby pigeons.
With little notes attached to them.
Right.
To my various friends who need to know that I'm in possession of a royal baby.
They perform, they preheat the oven, as they say. They get it. They get
these
everything
children
going.
Are not placed in an oven.
No, but they get the spells and incantations going for you.
Yes, and again, I've said way more than my barrister would be comfortable with already.
Sure.
So I'm hesitant to get any more specific,
sure.
But yes. Yes.
Is there any some sort of blood taken, any kind of...
Well, here I need to be very, very careful and
sure.
Choose my words.
Choose
the
them very carefully, we understand.
Caution in response to your question as to whether there is blood involved.
Sure.
I need to be
We can call it the red stuff,
very,
if
very
you like.
Very, very cautious. And simply say that, yes, there is royal baby blood involved. Be very, very careful.
Smeared or...
my words.
Smeared upon any sort of on your body, or is it?
It is used to write upon a parchment, and I need to be very, very careful with my words.
Okay,
certainly. Very,
very,
very
careful.
Yes,
but I'm sure the words
and I need
used,
to say nothing that my barrister would not approve
sure.
of me saying in a public setting.
The words used, I'm sure, are ancient and
they're in Latin. Yes,
they're
indeed.
In Latin. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Latin words written on a parchment in royal baby blood.
Is English your first language, by the way, or is it your? Did you originally speak Latin?
Over the millennia, I have spoken many, many languages.
Okay, got it. Well, you know, remember the Tower of Babel?
I do.
Yeah. You do. You were there. Well, Byron, so glad to hear that you, are out of prison. And
yes.
are you keeping a close eye on the Meghan Markle and Prince, who is it, Harry? Who did she marry? Which
Your
one?
Your ignorance is astounding. Yes.
So sorry.
Prince Harry and Harry Princess and Meghan. I'm keeping a very, very, very close eye on them, and I am waiting with bated breath for her to become pregnant.
Have you seen any sort of interaction with them that would lead
to
that?
Indeed. Yes, indeed I have. The two of them cannot keep their hands off of one another.
I bet,
they
yeah.
They absolutely adore one another.
Is he like, I'm taking off my suits and being naked?
In reference to her television program
yes,
suits?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. He's got game, Prince Harry.
When the children, the babies.
The babies. Yes,
how long babies. Will you be, I mean, they will, I'm assuming they'll age out.
Sadly, yes.
Yes, but hopefully these royals will keep finding
forever,
mates.
But not forever. And,
but not, yeah.
Not I mean, forever, that is true. But then there will be a time, don't you see, that these ones that are now small will themselves become large enough to make their own babies.
It's like the Kardashians.
Don't you see it?
Well, that's great. Well,
don't you see? That's how it works.
That's how it was. So as long as each royal has more than one offspring, just keep multiplying, I mean, you'll be in business forever.
Even really, they could have one, couldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. How long does one baby last, usually?
A baby, for the purposes of my
I don't
purposes,
mean how long are they alive, because that can vary baby to baby.
It can be roughly 100 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
I have found.
Okay. Is it like time served concurrently where, you know, if you, because you've gotten several of these babies over the last couple of decades here, it sounds like, are you accruing 100 years per baby? So meaning that you have hundreds and hundreds of years, you're just trying to get them while the pickings are hot, right?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, I had presumed that they were lasting, less time than that and that you needed to re-up. And that's why you were getting these babies. Are you just like getting 100 years per baby
and
stacking up time? You know, you're banking babies.
Well, listen, I don't want to speak specifically to what exactly the effect of this baby blood is. I don't think that's good for anyone.
Sure, no.
But whenever I can get my hands on a royal baby, it's important to go about this ritual.
Got it.
Just anytime you can. Yes, it all helps.
Got it.
Quickly, may I just ask one? Is it... Yes. Is it with just the British royal family, or do you do this with other – I mean, obviously, there are other
– Could you do it with presidents' babies? Or?
No, I was thinking more king and queen situation.
Yeah, kings of other
There are,
countries.
Of course, royalty throughout Europe, and yes, it would work. Technically, it would work.
Is that what you used to do back
– Just as with my watch, 100% British engineering in this watch, every single square inch.
When did you come to Britain? When did you come to Britain?
Oh, a long time ago, yes.
I would imagine.
A very, very long time ago.
Yeah. If I were to say the name Merlin to you, would that ring any kind of bells? Is that kind of...
Well, of course it does. Merlin, the famous court wizard to the court of King Arthur. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Quite familiar with
If
Merlin.
I were to say, hey, Merlin, would you... What would you say? Would you say yes or...
I would say, sir, what are you insinuating?
I don't know. I'm not insinuating anything. I just, you know, I'm fascinated with those tales of knights of ye olde round table.
Yes, yes. Those are wonderful, fascinating tales.
Good guys?
They? Yes. Great guys, Lancelot in particular, from the stories I've read.
Yeah. You ever see a sword in a stone kind of situation?
What? The lady in the lake and the sword in the stone?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. I'm quite familiar with
all
it.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, Merlin. Okay, nothing. Great. All right. Well, look, we need to take a break because we've been making Celine Dion wait. And she does, you know, as far as I know, she's a diva. And you don't make a – one does not make a diva wait.
I'm surprised she's here. I'll be honest.
I'm a big fan, though, Zach. You like Celine?
I like a lot of her later stuff.
Yeah, like the recent stuff has been great.
Yeah, stuff.
Byron, Celine Dion. I know she's French Canadian. She's not British.
Yes,
but,
I have no interest whatsoever.
No interest whatsoever.
No
great.
No time to be entertained.
Well, please tell her that when she when she's on the show. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Comedy Bang Bang with Zach Galifianakis, more Byron Denniston, and Celine Dion right after this. Hair. It's the hat of the head, is it not? Can anyone disagree with that? Well, maybe you've noticed that your hat is looking a little thin up top. Know what I'm saying? A little less hair than you're used to. You're not sure what to do about it. It happens. It happens, guys. Well, with Keeps, you don't need to lose your hair if you don't want to lose your hair. Maybe you want to lose your hair. Maybe you're some demented weirdo out there who's like, I hate hair. Well, not most of us. But Keeps is the solution if you want to keep your hair. Keeps is designed for guys who want to stop hair loss with their scientific, safe, and affordable approach managed entirely on Keeps.com. And let me tell you, getting started with Keeps is easy. This is what you do. Answer a few questions, snap some photos of your head, preferably, and in less than 5 minutes, a licensed doctor remotely reviews your information and recommends the right treatment for you, all without ever leaving your couch or your chair or wherever you are on your computer. I can't even fathom where you might be on your computer. Keeps, what they do is they offer generic versions of the only two FDA-approved hair loss products out there, and you have never gotten them this easy and for this price. Keeps, get this, is only $10 to $35 a month. Wow. And then that's good enough. That's good enough. But now you can get your first month for free. There is no reason to put this off any longer. You can stop your hair loss today the easy way with Keeps. Keeps, I know plenty of people who have used it, and I look at them, and I see hair on their heads, and I go, you did it. To receive your first month of treatment for free, go to keeps.com/bangbang. That is KEEPS.com/bangbang. That's a free month of treatment at keeps.com/bangbang. Keeps, hair today, hair tomorrow. Do you find yourself, distracted ever? Forgetting things, making mistakes, at Flirk? I mean work. Oh, God. Well, I'll tell you what I need. It's a quality night's sleep. I did not get one last night. You know why? Because Georgia, one of my adorable little doggies, had a little die-die at 4 in the morning. And, gotta when you're getting up, letting a dog out, walking around, watching it strut around doing its stuff, it's hard to get back to sleep. Believe me, a quality night's sleep makes all the difference. I'll tell you what helped me finally get back to sleep after my dog's die-die, and they can use this in ad copy if they want, is I had a Lisa mattress. That's what helped me. The right mattress is the difference between resting and just laying down, and the right mattress is the Lisa mattress. The Lisa mattress is the product of more than 30 years of experience in mattress engineering and hundreds of hours of testing. I think they're just talking like people laid down on them. I think that's what they're talking about. I have no idea. But what I do have every idea about is these three foam layers that every Lisa is comprised from. There is the layer that provides cooling pressure relief, the body contouring layer, and support. Those are three excellent layers. The Lisa mattress is the best mattress at the best value. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers agree the Lisa mattress gives them the rest that they need. Order your Lisa mattress online at lisa.com/bangbang and try it risk-free for 100 nights. 100? I mean, that's a third of the year. They're crazy. It ships direct to your door in a convenient box. Free shipping, free returns, everything. And you can buy a Lisa for a fraction of the cost of a traditional mattress. So find the right mattress for you. Let me give you that address again. Lisa.com/bangbang. LEESA.com/bangbang. And don't miss Lisa's limited time Labor Day sale where you can get up to $235 off your Lisa mattress. Amazing when you go to lisa.com/bangbang and use the promo code bangbang. That's LEESA.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we have Zach Galifianakis here from the Hangover series.
I've been in other things.
Yeah, but I mean,
I've been in other things.
Yeah, but I mean, those are so great.
I just didn't want to say that I've been in.
You have been in other things. So I've only seen the Hangover films. You've been in other.
I haven't seen those.
You have?
But I've seen the other things.
What other things?
The Muppet thing I was in.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Muppet Babies. You played Animal.
No, I played a homeless. Anytime I played a homeless person, I've always. That's what I watch.
That's what, yeah. Okay, got it. We also have Byron Denniston, who is a royal watcher.
I've done other things.
What else have you done? I mean, you're a wig collector.
Yes, I've been a homeless man.
Didn't figure out why you have so many wigs.
Yes, we did.
We did? No, I mean, you know why you're using them, but why did you obtain them originally?
For the purpose for which they are being used.
Why not get baby wigs then?
There's no such thing as baby wigs. They don't make them.
I think it would be cute.
What?
I think it'd be cute, like for Halloween or whatever.
You could put glue a couple of merkins together, maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of which, hey merkin.
Proud to be a merkin.
We have to get to our next guest. She is a superstar musician and singer, and she, as far as I know, won an Oscar maybe for that song "Heart Will Go On." I don't know. I don't think the prizes should be given to art. So I never watched the stuff. But please welcome Celine Dion. Hello.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. This is my first podcast. I am so excited.
Your
I won two Oscars, though. Let's get it right. Okay.
Two Oscars. Yes. One for acting.
Of course, it doesn't matter. I don't even think about it. Don't matter to me. But I just want to get it. I just want to get it right.
Oh, okay.
I get them and then I forget them. Do you know what I mean?
Because
it's
get
about
it
the
and
music.
Because
it's all about the music. That's all it's about.
Yeah, and Oscars are not. Are not music, it's film. So why even bother?
Well, because, I mean, if you remember that song that can never stop singing, The Heart Will
Go
On.
Heart Will
Go
On,
it captured the imagination of the entire
world.
Oh, I
do know that song.
You do?
I know that song, yes.
It was about a British ship, the Titanic, I believe.
Yes.
Was that a British ship or was it an American ship?
It was a British ship, yeah.
Was it? Yeah, okay.
Built, however, let's be clear, by the Irish.
Okay, yeah.
They built it.
You weren't on it, were you?
Well, listen, you know, not for the entire trip.
Do they make a movie about it and base Billy Zane on you?
I have no time to be entertained.
Okay, all right.
That is a wonderful song, though, isn't it?
What a great song.
It's a wonderful song, and I never have to stop singing it because everybody wants to hear it. But I want to write a new album.
Oh,
and
okay.
That is why I'm here, because I get the ideas of song from connection with people, you know, just to be here, meet interesting people, and I hope that maybe I come inspiration for the songs from just talking to interesting people.
Oh, great.
I hear about you talking about babies. I got to say, I borrow baby all the time. That's what I like to call it, borrow it, because then I want to get the baby and I put it in a cabbage patch, or, you know, when that book that I made with that photographer where I put them in the corn cob, or I put them in a bumblebee costume, anything other than what a baby should be in normally.
Yeah, like
but
a
I,
wig.
We just borrow them for about in a baby wig.
You
I have
did.
Worn baby wig
have
before.
Have you?
My head is very small.
It
Many
is.
People
it
don't
is
know that.
Very small.
It keeps shrinking every year.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
I don't know if you say congratulations, but I'm going to make it work, girlfriend.
Yeah, I would think that the body would shrink along with the head, but no, it's just the head.
Well, because I originated the cell scale, okay? I am zero on it.
You are, yeah, you're a size zero.
So I can slip through an elevator before the doors open.
Really?
Yes,
so
I can. I just
so when you
don't even know.
So how do you know that the elevator is there? Because I would imagine if you slip through and the elevator's not there.
I feel the whoosh. Because the whoosh, it actually almost pushed me over because I am so svelte.
Yeah, got it.
What did you win the second Oscar for?
I think I won it for a song for Reservoir Dogs.
You think?
Reservoir? Was it called Mr. Pink?
It was. Yeah, it was. It was, let go. Let go, it's time to die.
Oh, that was a song probably to Tim
yet.
Roth's. Oh, sorry.
That's right. Sometimes it just has to come out, and I cannot promise that's the last one, but for now, that is all there.
That is all the. Okay, great. Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
I remember that was right after Stuck. Oh, bravo.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Like an angel.
Wow. Have you ever met an angel, by the way? Do they exist?
Yes, they do exist.
They
are demons really fallen angels?
Are demons fallen angels? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes they
All
are.
All right, great. So, so Celine, you want to interact with us to try to come up with your next song.
It's just to get connections, you know, because it's like making an album is like the old phrase. They're getting people putting all the colored egg Easter eggs into one basket.
Right. And Zach Galifianakis here is in baskets, so you probably have a lot in common with him, you know.
Mm. This wonderful. So. I love you. You are so adorable. He is like a baby. I would want to put him in a cabbage patch. I want to put him in a corn cob or a pumpkin suit with just the pumpkin top cut out on the top.
I guess
top
I didn't see
head.
This book that you're referring to.
You did not?
Oh, it's great.
There were, does you know what it is?
Yeah.
Is it just pictures of babies?
Yes, it's the real thing.
I know, yes. It's because you're talking talking about it. It must be real.
And in college, a lot of the girls at school, they put a poster of it on their wall.
Of a baby.
Yeah. Well, they like carve out a watermelon and a baby inside.
He knows.
Of it
that's what
it,
they shove a baby, a sleeping baby. They pour a sleeping fat baby into it. And
they
then
pour a baby into it.
Well, you know, because it's all the fat, the baby rolls the fat that you just want to eat with your teeth. You know what I mean.
I certainly do. Yes, I do. Yes,
you are perspiring.
Don't you sometimes just see a baby roll of fat and you just want to die? Just bite right into it and into sink your teeth into it.
I do. Yes, indeed. I know exactly what you mean. But I'm also thinking, what a good idea is, you know, to just say, I'm just taking a watermelon out of the Kensington Palace when really there's a baby in there.
Well, you would, I mean, the baby would be a little bit exposed.
I would think that you would say, I'm just taking the baby for my photography book. But you instead want to fool them into thinking it's a watermelon.
Just hollow out a watermelon, put a baby in there, and then you're just the chap taking the watermelon out of the palace.
Right. Why would someone be taking a watermelon out of a palace instead of bringing one in?
I'm the watermelon...
retriever?
Retriever. I'm watermelon collection.
Here to refill your watermelon.
That is the thing. I have a watermelon retriever at my house.
One of my
many houses, yes. They come and they retrieve the old watermelon and they replace the watermelon.
Oh, okay. The old, you mean the rinds?
Yes. I just don't have any trash. So everything that I only use if I want a watermelon, I only take one bite. That's it.
Right.
Then it's done.
So and is it a take it a watermelon, leave a watermelon situation?
Take a watermelon.
Oh, God, this
leave
is it.
Leave a watermelon, but don't leave me. That could work. Maybe that's something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do we get writing credits on this?
Oh, of course. You'll get a mention in the jacket.
Oh, no, I don't want that. I want the writing credit, actually.
Oh, you want the writing credit. Yeah, well, we have to talk about it. I don't know.
Is the person who wrote My Heart Will Go On, is that someone who just said to you, My Heart Will Go On to you one day?
That person, let me tell you, but nobody wanted me to do that song. They thought that song was not going to be successful.
They tried to stop you.
They tried to stop me. Yes,
really?
They tried.
Like, physically?
They said this will ruin your career. I don't want to swear, but they say it will ruin your fucking career.
Whoa!
Sorry.
What kind of person is this who would swear?
These are producers, you know, because speaking of demons exist. Yeah, they do. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they didn't want you to do it, and you said.
I said, no way, girlfriend. I am Celine Dion. I do what I want, and I want to sing about this song. I want to stand and do the video on the top. I want to fly on the front of the boat.
You already envisioned the video.
I already envisioned it. I designed the video.
You did?
I designed the video. And I told them that there was room for the other person, the Leo, on the door at the end. There was room on the door at the end, and Kate Winslet, she hugged the whole thing.
That is
not how it should have ended.
Yeah.
If I had known that, how is it going to end, then I would not have sung the song. Because she said, I won't let go. Don't let go. And what did she do? She let go. He went to the bottom of the ocean.
Spoilers, but yeah, I mean.
I'm sorry. Are there people who have not seen it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there who have not seen Titanic who don't know that Leo sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Does he sink to the bottom or does he die and then float?
No, he does not float. She is holding onto him with her hand, and he freezes.
Sure,
because she won't let him up because she's hogging on the door.
So he
and
sinks
then he's frozen
because he
and she's
because dead bodies normally float at some point. I mean, don't.
No,
they?
She does not float. Trust me, I've seen it 5,000 times. Okay,
Merlin, do you know if dead bodies float or I'm sorry, Byron?
Dead bodies do want to float. You have to make arrangements for them not to.
As far as I remember, he sinks to the bottom. He's frozen. Yeah, he's
frozen
full
solid.
Of water.
Oh, okay, got it.
And star power, you know.
Yeah,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
So, do you want to engage us in conversation at all? How does this work? Do you want to give us prompts? Or we give you prompts somehow?
No, that's fine. I'm getting it just from listening to you.
You are.
You know, yes. But I want to talk about when you make the bricks in the oven because something about that was interesting about creating something in fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was.
Thank you. Yeah, great.
Thank you.
You have to be interested in everything people have to say, you know. It all can't be
That's
like...
That's the problem with me on this show.
You're not interested in anything anyone says.
No, I'm usually just waiting for an opening. But tell us about these bricks, and maybe it'll help Celine Dion. You say the fire was very evocative for you?
Uh-huh. Oh. Sorry, sometimes I sing and I do not know if I'm talking or singing.
Right now you're talking.
I am?
Yeah.
Because you have to tell me because I could just say, be talking.
Talking.
Oh, I'm going
Still
to the grocery store and they
talking.
Were out of me.
Still singing.
Did it happen?
It happened.
I did not know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, it's like the thing for me. It's like the apples and oranges. Like I don't know where apples end and oranges begin. That phrase.
Usually
you know,
at the end
like
of the apple
thing.
And then at the beginning of the orange.
Well, they do overlap sometimes.
Do they?
Yes.
in some sort of hybrid fruit technology, or?
No, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you can squeeze them together.
Oh, like a fruit salad.
Yes, that's okay. Precisely right.
Okay. Oh, you mean like you make two different juices and put them together?
You can do that, yes.
Do you ever get that? Yeah, no, you always get coffee.
Always coffee.
I mean, we did that one with the baby. We did a photo shoot where they half baby, half orange, half, and the top was an apple, and we did that. So they had an apple top.
How did that
and
one
an
go
orange
over?
Bottom. The baby got food poisoning.
Oh, wait, allergic to
both apples and oranges.
Oh,
it was unfortunate. But
oh, you got
the baby is fine.
The baby's good.
The baby is fine.
Byron, do you ever use that? Do you ever use food poisoning as a methodology of
poison a baby with food?
Yeah.
Like, you know, get an old pizza, feed some to the baby, you know, or E. coli burgers or something like that.
Grab your own breast milk.
There is no doubt that I have from time to time poisoned babies with food, but never on purpose.
Never on purpose. Oh, you've just accidentally or inadvertently.
Food you've gathered in the trees.
That's correct. Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Or some of these park picnic baskets that you seem to be stealing a la Yogi Bear. Do you know who Yogi Bear is?
I know a lot about Yogi Bear.
Celine, have you ever sung a song about Yogi Bear?
I had never sung a song. I was not asked because the Shakira did the last one for the Yogi Bear
for the movie
which I was very upset about, and I thought it was very sexual and not appropriate.
I had
at
a friend
all.
Who was into that in that Yogi Bear movie.
Oh, you did?
And he loved it. He was very proud of it, and it was his favorite.
But that's what I heard.
Film that he ever appeared in.
I heard that.
As I say, you know, I say I have no time to be entertained, and it's true. But I did make an exception for that film.
Did you really?
I saw it in all. All three dimensions.
All three of them. What about the fourth dimension, though? Time.
No, time stops when you're watching that film.
Oh,
yeah, but you know, and it is. But to answer your question, Zachary, I did a demo, and it was, you know, it began on the picnic, 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 boo boo.
Now you're not saying any words.
Boo boo, right?
You're saying boo boo? It sounded like.
That's the problem. Yeah. Okay, because it was my accent, that's probably why I didn't pick the song.
I don't think it was the accent. It was merely because you're saying beer beer.
No, but that's how I. Beer beer. That is how I sing a vowel.
But you
I'm
just
sorry,
said boo boo.
My Grammy winning producer.
I apologize.
Right, it happens when I sing.
Okay.
It is true. It's very confusing because if I say hello to you, but then when I sing, I say hello to you.
And then Shakira.
Just go back and listen to any of my album. It's true.
Shakira then took your demo and sang the actual song?
No, she sang a different song.
What was her song?
I don't
recall.
Hello, hello, picnic basket. Hello, hello, hello.
That's a good Shakira.
Well, thank you, because, you know, I can do it, because the talent is below me, so, you know, it's...
Yeah,
so you can sing
anyone who has lesser talent than you.
I can sing anyone who has more talent, so I can sing everybody else who...
Can I try you?
Of course, do it.
Gwen Stefani.
Okay, all right. Oh, no, I'm going to open up my picnic basket.
That's very good. Could you sing I'm Just a Squirrel, which, by the way, would not be your song.
I'm just a squirrel. I'm just a squirrel. I'm just a squirrel.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you. Okay. I mean, these are softballs.
Christina Aguilera?
You'll have a picnic basket. Oh, it's empty.
Wow, good.
Oh, but you won't go hungry.
I got to ask you, because in the news recently, the Queen of Soul, Britney Spears.
And the picnic basket. Picnic basket. Picnic basket for me.
Celine.
See, I kind of do it because I get very lightheaded.
This is amazing. You should be on Mad TV. I have another friend who was on Mad TV.
That's a terrible show. Did he die finally?
No, it was. I had a friend who loved being on Mad TV.
Who was that person?
That is another
Are they
thing
alive?
For which I have made an exception.
For one season?
To watch precisely 38 episodes.
The
only people who watched the show they watched it in prison. I do know that. I got all the letters.
You got letters from people in prison saying they watched Mad TV and they sent them to you?
Yeah.
All right. Checks out.
They would say, I love you, Celine Dion. And also they recommend me shows. I say, what are you watching? And I say, I tell them what I am watching and they recommend it.
I want to get into what you're watching, but we need to take a break if that's okay. But I want to hear what you're binge watching. I'm fascinated by the life of Celine Dion. I also will ask you the same question, Zach, what you're binging these days. And Byron, I'm not going to ask you that. I'm so sorry, but you have so little time for entertainment that's non-Yogi Bear.
It sounds like he's just binging baby.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Stitch Fix. Ba-doo-doo Stitch Fix. You did an ad for Stitch Fix. Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's what I'm going to be singing when I'm done with this ad. I won't subject you to it, though. Stitch Fix, let me tell you about it. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers, wah-wah, clothes, shoes, and accessories. That's a parody of Stand and Deliver by Adam and the Ants. I feel like I should say all of it again because it probably did not land with you because I was singing so much. But they are an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. What does any of that mean? What does that mean? Well, what they do is you go to stitchfix.com/bangbang. You tell them your sizes, what styles you like, how much you want to spend on each item. And then you'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door, right immediately to your door. Then you try them on, you pay only for what you love, and you return the rest. Easy. Shipping, exchanges, returns are always free. No subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want. And Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. I have used Stitch Fix. It was easy as pie, which not as easy as like making a pie is hard. But as easy as eating a pie, I just hopped on the website, gave my sizes, which are confidential, and they have not shared with anyone, thank goodness. And they sent me a bunch of stuff, and I kept about half of it, and I sent the rest back, and it's beautiful stuff. And people look at me, and they say, wow, you're a handsome devil. And I say, hands off, I'm married. And it's the cycle continues. And you can get started now at stitchfix.com/bangbang, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That is stitchfix.com/bangbang to get you started today. stitchfix.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, welcome back. We have Zach Galifianakis, who is not binging babies. We have Celine Dion, who is similarly not binging babies, although binging them in photography purposes, though, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. It is so... You need to go Google it and look
it
up.
I definitely will. This is just a blind spot. You've heard of blind spots that cameras have?
Oh, yeah. The blind spot is when I meet someone who had not heard my music.
Right. This is a blind spot in my pop culture knowledge, I guess. We also have Byron Denniston, who is binging babies.
Babies, babies, babies. Royal babies in particular.
Is that part of the incantation?
Babies, babies, babies. Yes. You have to write that in Latin, which I can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No, yes.
I mean, it's been so long.
It has been quite a while.
And Celine, you were going to tell us what you're watching on these days, because you're talking to prisoners about what they're... You're in sort of a TV club with prisoners?
I know if I say that. I'd reach out to anyone who reach out to me. You know, it doesn't matter if there is a long 9 serial number in the corner and that where it come from a state penitentiary. It doesn't matter.
Do you accept collect calls from prison ever? Or?
Every once in a while, because, you know, I can't sleep. I'm insomniac. So, yeah, why not?
I did not know
Go
that.
On an adventure. You know what I mean? You never know what voice you're going to hear from across the waves. You
That'll
know?
Just inspire you. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And you haven't put out a record in a while. You've been searching for inspiration.
It's been a while. I did the Deadpool video. I don't know if you saw it.
I did see that.
One.
Yes, that is.
And
that
so
did.
That made me think that there is a demand for me and for my songs and for me to wear crazy clothes and take pictures all over the world and then sing songs about. And I want to shake it up. I want to sing about love this time.
I thought that My Heart Will Go On was about love.
Well, this is about love lost. I guess love found.
Love found. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, but there's something right there. Like,
go ahead.
I found a love. We found a love in a hopeless place.
We found a love. Oh, wait a minute. I think that might be a thing.
God.
Does
that happen to you a lot? Like, you start singing something, you're like, that's already a thing.
Yeah, but usually it's my song.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's a good song. And I'm like, this exists already because I sang it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So I love to, I love to watch the old movies. I love watch old movies.
What is old to you?
Oh, I love, it's You Got Mail.
Okay, that's... I mean, yeah.
I love it so much. And every time I never think they're going to get together, right? I forget. Oh. You know, I just sort of like.
No, it happens the same
excited.
Way each
I think,
time.
Oh, no, it's not going to happen. He's
you know what
going
would be
to
great?
Be
a- would be if they would remake that movie and they don't get together and then they slip it inside the DVDs And then suddenly someone's watching their favorite movie, You Got Mail, and suddenly they don't get together, and it's heartbreak. And everyone's like, this is my favorite movie. What is going on? They don't get together in this? And then Tom Cruise and Meg Ryan turn to the cameras and go, gotcha.
Right, because the crazy thing is that it's Tom Cruise and not Tom Hanks. That's the other gotcha.
No,
right?
Tom Cruise, yeah, Tom Cruise would have to redo it because Tom Hanks doesn't have time for this.
Yeah, he does not have time for pranks. No pranks, yeah. Hanks. That's what they call him.
No, yeah, he's like Tom No Pranks.
Tom No Pranks, Hanks.
Yeah.
Gosh. But I also love to watch the Great British Bake Off. I don't know if you watch that. I love that show.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it. Yes, what, they're baking off.
That's right, but when you say it, it sounds so dirty. When you say it, I don't know why, but there's something about it.
Well, they all get together under a tent and bake off.
You are waggling your eyebrows, like 60 eyebrow waggles
men
a minute.
And women
he's also
off
taking
together,
off his clothes. I don't know if this is something that should happen.
Yeah, you really should not be taking off your clothes.
Tent in the forest, eh?
Oh, baking dear off God. Together.
Please, sir. Please. At least cover yourself with a baby wig or two. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, have you spent much time in England? Have you ever seen the royal family?
I love it so much. No, yes, I wonderful. I was invited, but I couldn't come. And
what was going on with you?
Well, I had to do a deep cleanse where for 5 weeks I get put under the earth.
You're buried.
Yes, I'm buried.
Okay.
And I'm buried, and I get fed through a tiny straw.
Why tiny?
Well, because
if I were
so
buried,
I am.
I would say, like, give me a big straw. Let's pay for the big one.
No big straw, because too much get in, then it don't work. And
okay.
I'm in there, and that's another place where I go think of ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's more like
when the ideas
when I sing, it's like that
sounds pretty good.
It might be something that I loop on a song next. I did some recording down there under the earth, and I might see it be a little bit of experimental. But
what are some of the songs you've thought of under the earth? I would imagine they'd be like "Help Me," "I'm Trapped."
That's sort of it.
I'm claustrophobic.
That's right. Well, I did not say that one because I'm not claustrophobic.
Oh, you're not. No,
you know, you put me in a box for 5 hours, I'm happy. I fell asleep.
Really? Okay, so you're sort of like a dog with
like
a thunder shirt.
I feel
or
like
something.
I'm back in the womb or the egg.
Get a womb. Get an egg. Yeah.
Get an egg. Right.
Yeah. Great.
And so I just go under there, and I just think, you know. I have to climb to get to you. Now, don't make fun of me. That is how I sing you. You remember. That is what happens, okay?
I know. Yeah, you sang you.
I have to climb to get to you. I know you're the one. When I see you, I see the sun.
And to whom are you singing at this point? The person who's digging you out? Or is it you're climbing up? Is it like someone's digging as far? Like, are you meeting in the middle? Someone's digging and you're climbing up?
No, so what happened then is that the water come up from under. They send water in from under and I float up. I float up up onto the surface. And then like the old movies that I like the woman who come up out
Esther
of the
Williams,
water.
Yes.
Esther Williams, that's right. She come up out of the water.
So you're doing a synchronized swimming kind of thing,
right?
Once
but just me.
Out.
Just
right,
me.
Yeah,
synchronized
so no need to
with
synchronize
myself.
With it. Yes.
I do not need anyone else.
Got
do
it.
No, I mean Celine.
What pageantry. I would love to see the ceremony.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you saw how I got married. I had the people carry me. I had men, shirtless men carry me on the palanquin is what it's called.
Oh,
and they carry me on the... I am Celine. I don't know. I don't believe in doing it. Why you do anything small?
Yeah,
why would you do
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Why bother do it? Don't do it at all.
Yes, yeah. Don't do it at all.
If you were to go on a picnic, say out in the woods or something, how would you? What kind of pageantry would we expect from Celine Dion there?
Well, I mean, it'd be 5 day setup, of course.
Five
picnic.
Days.
I mean, you say picnic. It's going to be 15 marble arches.
Whoa.
And it's going to be 17. It's going to be 17 peacock, unicorn. A couple other
unicorns.
Magical.
Wait a minute, these
absolutely.
Don't exist.
Well, not to you. You can't. You do
not
you know,
anymore.
You know what I mean, there is a simple tier of how famous, how wealthy. I mean,
really, so
there are
if
unicorns.
You're,
it's a silly thing that people are
like
trying to say they're not unicorns.
Tom Hanks or something. There, you know that you know. What about you, Zach? Do you know anything about unicorns?
I can't talk about it.
Whoa.
See, he thinks that he knows there's a code. We are not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, my God. So,
so we have unicorn, and the unicorn beats, you know, have sort of serving something off of his horn. And then we have
donuts, I would imagine.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes, we have donuts. And
any food with holes.
Any food with holes. And you be careful. You be careful. I know what you're about to say.
What am I about to say?
I don't know, but
food
you're taking
holes?
Your pants off again.
No, you will. But that is entirely unrelated.
Not germane to this.
It is warm in here.
No.
If you don't mind,
enough.
Do you mind if I undo?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, everyone take your pants
it's
off.
It's very warm.
If everyone takes their pants off, it's like none of us are taking our pants off, right?
You know? Exactly. That sounds like a start to a very bad problem. I think maybe we just move on.
Celine, okay. Speaking of moving on, can I ask a question apropos of nothing? But when you go to
you're a world traveler. When you go to Paris, do they make fun of the way you speak French because you're French Canadian? Or
yeah, that's
oh,
a great
yes.
question.
We're not at all the same. We are not at all the same. Of course not. Because
do they look down on your accent or?
Well, they don't hard to look down on me because I'm above them all. You know, the French are short, and I'm again, I am a tall statuesque. I am a statuesque angel.
Yeah,
and,
you're with a very tiny head, but so tall.
Very tiny head, but I'm so tall.
You're like and a pyramid. So,
I mean, you know, I don't go over there all the time. I like to, when I go over there, I like to take pictures on their bridges and at their churches, you know, and that's what I do.
Sure.
And then I get in and I get out because they look at me a little, they have an attitude a little bit, you know, I'm French Canadian. So, you know, I'm different. I'm nice, but I'm stuck up about it. You know, it's like
sure.
that. It's like half and half.
Yeah. You seem like the most stuck up celebrity that I can think of.
Oh, no, that's not true. Why would you say that? That's not true.
Well, you said it. You said you were stuck up and I just.
Whoa. It's not true.
It's happening.
It's not true.
This could be a hit. I love this song so far.
I like it too.
I'm so glad.
Yes.
I don't. That's not fair, Scott. I
Who
am
is
not
the
stuck
most
up.
Stuck up celebrity? In
yeah.
Your opinion.
Name one more stuck
Sally
up.
Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers. I was not expecting.
Always.
She's very
thought.
Up her own ass.
I've always thought really? That all that for the price of a cup of coffee. It's like, look, I want to buy my own coffee. I don't want to go without coffee.
That's
God.
Right.
Morgan Fairchild.
Oh.
Very stuck up Morgan Fairchild.
Did you mean Freeman?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Morgan Fairchild. Attitude. CVS.
Oh, you met her
you
in
ran
a CVS
into
one?
What does CVS stand for?
Central Valley School.
Yeah, Central Valley yes, School. Yes,
that
yeah.
makes, that makes
they
sense.
Turned it to a pharmacy.
Ah.
So it started as a school?
Yes.
And there
a
were
pharmacy
so many.
School, you idiots.
Oh, sorry. Well,
so every single CVS was a school.
The first 300.
There's so many.
Yeah. All in the Central Valley.
Yes. I mean.
One on every corner.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And may I suggest to anyone ever visiting Los Angeles, they should go to a CVS. It's always a.
Oh, yeah.
It's great out here.
Skip yeah. Disneyland.
So, no, I mean, you'll get
always a real.
You'll get the real show in the CVS.
Here, here.
Skip Disneyland. You'll get more for less at CVS.
I mean, I think that's more of
a commercial.
Jingle. Yeah.
No, it is, but perhaps I can move into that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the CVS Corporation should call us and, of course, give us all split writing credit.
Celine, how did you get. I don't know too much about your past. How did you get started in show business?
I was in the womb and I in the egg and I mm-hmm. and I came out and the first thing they heard was a high G belt and they thought I was dying and they said but I never heard a sound like that before.
Yeah, normally
ever.
A baby and you know this Byron a
yes,
baby
yes.
a very young baby screams
yes,
cries
yes.
doesn't do it necessarily on a musical pitch as much as all of
Not
human
all.
Speech
was,
has musical pitch.
It was perfect in tone and they come out and I told by the doctors everybody that were there and I floated.
Wow.
For like if the 30 seconds, I floated. The song, the note held me
held
up.
Held you up in the air.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say from there that all I ever done. I mean, I record my first album at 14 years old.
Yeah.
It is true. You
How
know,
did they
it
know it was
I
a high
done.
G? Was there a piano in the operator or in the delivery
room?
The
doctor had perfect pitch.
Oh,
he was
okay.
a film musician.
Like a Chevy Chase
And he
type?
Decided I need to do something else. And when it became OBGYN, but he was a highly accomplished jazz musician.
Oh,
Has he
really?
Ever been pitch slapped?
Oh, that's funny.
That was great marketing.
Yeah, that was the tagline to Pitch Perfect 3,
yeah.
I believe.
You know who wouldn't like that is Tom No Pranks Hanks.
Yeah, he would hate that.
He would hate that joke.
He
weren't
would hate
it
that.
At some point the pitches back? Weren't they at some point?
Wait, so you? Yes. So I had a friend who was in the one hey. That the tagline was the pitch is back, I believe.
Yeah.
Is it the same friend that was in Yogi Bear and had such a good time?
Oh no, I'm thinking of someone
one.
Different.
Okay.
No, I've not seen that.
Okay. So, wow, what an amazing background. Hi, G.
I don't know. Does that answer
air.
Your question?
Does
I mean, that is
no.
the very beginning.
Yeah, I've never heard of getting into show business right out of the
It was right
the
out.
Right out of the egg.
Right yeah. out of the egg.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I do not know anything else. I don't know how to – I have no other skills.
Well, I mean, when you're delivered by an accomplished jazz musician, I mean
– Was there a live audience there when that
yeah.
happened or
– There. Well, do you know what? By the time that I came out, there were a bunch of interns because also everything leading up to the birth was very strange. You know, there was
– Why? What
there
happened?
Was, well, there was – my mother, she started feeling very strange. She started feeling like very cold, very hot. And then all of a sudden she grew wings. They came out of her back.
They came out of her back.
And they were like, well, we never seen this before, so we're going to bring everybody in. So by the time I came out, there was an audience, but they were mostly concerned because my mother was, the back was bleeding profusely. But you know what? Crazy, when I float, they go back in.
So it seems to me like you're some sort of mythical being akin to a unicorn or a Merlin of some sort of type.
Or a harpy.
A harpy. That is a great way of putting it. Yeah, harpies. I mean, harpies have voices that are very shrill and, piercing.
I have at times felt like I'm not from this planet.
Really?
Absolutely.
I will say your head is shrinking. I mean, even as we've been talking to you.
Is it shrinking again?
Yeah, I mean,
it's the size of the microphone now.
I literally.
It's like that movie, Juice Beetle.
Yes. Yeah. I almost spoke into you because I thought you were a microphone.
Spoke into me? Speak into me.
Actually,
that's good. That's very poetic.
That's very nice. Right, that's good.
Speak
that's
into me. Like speak all of your
speak
truth.
Speak into me. Yeah, your truth.
That sounds like a hit.
That is it.
Oh, this is it. I see. I knew that this would happen when I come here, and then I get the inspiration.
Congratulations. Well, I expect to see. Oh, that's French for thank you.
It is. I say a couple of French things every once in a while.
You're welcome. Yeah, lovely. Just to prove your authenticity.
Yeah.
That you are who you say you are.
That's right.
Well, look, we are running out of time. We just have one last feature to go on the show, and that's a little something called plugs.
Oh, my.
Is this the plug music?
What's that?
Is this the plug? This is this lead up to the plugs?
Yes.
This long?
Yeah.
Okay, what is this music? Who is this?
I'll tell you once it fucking stops.
Okay, I mean, this is a big buildup.
People,
this is your cousin's band?
People worked hard on that. No, listeners submit songs.
Okay, well,
this because you listen every week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. I forgot about that part.
That was Out of Time plugs theme. So sorry to be talking over that, but you have a Zach Galifianakis remix.
I'm sorry, band. I did not mean
that's lost and found.
It sounded good. I was a little confused what was going on. I thought you had just fallen asleep at the wheel and the music came on.
That's something, fall asleep at the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but this because I did that one about driving all night. And so I drove
the
all
sequel.
Night. Right? The sequel. I fell asleep
at the wheel.
Yeah, I did all we can sing.
That could also be another theme for the Titanic.
Yeah, that's true.
No kidding, right?
Think they'll do a sequel to that?
I don't know. They Titanic do a sequel to anything.
Like he,
as long as Tom Cruise is in it.
Like he unfreezes, like Captain America.
Yes.
And he becomes a super soldier and he starts fighting crime and
why
stuff
are you
like
taking
that?
Your pants off again?
Yes. He unfreezes, yes.
Wait, why is that exciting to you?
I don't know.
Yes,
all right, well, that was Lost and Found. They've done some songs for us before. Thank you to them. All right, what are we plugging? Zach, you have anything to plug? Obviously, Basket's coming back very soon.
No, we haven't written it. What do you... I don't know anything
do
about
it. Do you want anyone to watch anything you've ever done?
Nope.
Nope, okay, great. Write you off?
Write me off.
Yeah,
okay. Nice memory.
Former fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice to entertain you all these years.
Good luck, good night, and good morrow. Celine Dion, plug in a new album, I would imagine.
Yes, that's right. And you can also see me singing under the name Nicole Parker with the Seattle Symphony in October, the first weekend of October. Second weekend, I'm in Vancouver, so I go back up to Canada.
So now that is, you're able to imitate this Nicole Parker person
it's
because
not hard.
A lesser talent?
It's not hard.
And that's with the,
A Seattle Symphony Pops, you know, it is short for popular. It is people who don't want to go see the classical music, then they just go see the other stuff.
I feel like I listen to unpop music.
Do you?
You know, unpopular music.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. You knew some of my song, and those are
popular.
Yeah,
that's true. That's incredible for you to be singing with a symphony orchestra like that, as Nicole Parker, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, it's exciting for someone of her caliber, but that, you know, it's
but
for me,
for
it's
you.
Just another night.
Okay,
where
got
is
it.
The show?
It's in, Soroyan Hall is the name of it. It's in Seattle, downtown symphony. It's in the beautiful hall.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you want to go see a great show and see a beautiful hall... You know, pulling double duty.
That's really the attraction. That's the pull.
Yeah. And Byron, what do you want to plug?
Well,
here?
Another thing that I've made an exception for entertainment-wise is a podcast called the Andy Daly Podcast Pilot Project.
Oh. Yes.
And
right.
I don't know when this airs.
Wait a second.
Maybe
a
in front of the paywall or behind it. What?
This month?
Very soon, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, then you can watch that and hear it. Or, I don't know if it's a watching thing or a hearing thing.
I think it might be a hearing thing.
On Earwolf or wherever you get your pod.
So let's see. Yogi Bear.
Yes, I have done that.
38 episodes of Mad TV.
I've watched those.
And this Andy Daly podcast pilot project?
That's about it, yes.
That's all you know?
Yes, yes, okay. That's it. And I will be very soon spending some time off-site with Prince Louis in a tomb underneath the Tower of London.
In a tomb. Okay, I didn't realize that was part of it.
Yes.
Okay. I see. Within some sort of mystic circle, pentagram?
Yes, more of a pentagram than a circle, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, a pentagram within a circle, though, because... And were you to step outside of the circle?
A pentagram within an octagon.
Within an octagon.
Really want to be perfectly precise.
All right, great. All right, well, I have nothing to plug. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Whoa, what a bag. It's time to open it.
Anything to say about this one, Zach?
I was going to ask another question about it, but I didn't really get yelled at. Is this a usual theme song?
This is the theme. Yes, this okay. happens every week.
Okay.
This is the one we recorded at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
It's good, right?
Yep. Very good production value, right? Celine?
Just a few more months
it's
on
so
that.
It's so wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, before we have to replace it, just a few more months to go.
Can I do the next one?
Yes, please.
Go. I come in and
yeah,
do the
lay
next
something
one.
Down right now.
Okay, that's right. Okay, now what is the information that has to get out?
Well, okay, usually it's about we're closing the bag, but for some reason for 2 years we've misunderstood and sang opening the bag. So whatever you can do.
That is confusing.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Yeah, whatever you can do to help us in that regard mm-hmm. or if you hinder it, that's understandable too. Mm-hmm. So what do you have?
You open up to me, but close to me. You open up to me, it's true. If you open up, I won't close. I promise you.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's almost that symphony okay? worthy in Seattle. That's almost like it deserves to be listened to in a nice building.
Oh, I don't know about
a
that.
Beautiful
a nice hall. Yeah, beautiful
yeah,
hall.
Beautiful hall. Okay, well, I want to thank our guest, Zach. Always good to see you.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. And we also have Celine Dion. So nice to make your acquaintance.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having me. I hope I get to come back.
I hope so. And Byron, I mean, you'll be alive, so please come back.
I believe I will be.
What could kill you?
I don't know yet.
Has anyone tried? I mean...
There is one particular sword.
One particular
sword.
Sort of... Sword. Yes, oh, yes, a sword. Yes. Is that... It wasn't in a stone ever, or some lady in a lake hurl a scimitar.
I have no comment.
No comment. Okay.
No
hey, Merlin.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Reza Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.